Okay, well, just a couple quick comments here. Pearl Harbor Day, I can remember, and I'm just kind of curious what people on the home front, that during the day, how people reacted to the attack. My grandfather was a minister, and from what I understand, he called the whole family together, all the ones that were close to home, and they all went to his church, and quite a few of the other parishioners showed up, and they did quite a bit of praying, and that's about all I ever got out of anybody, what their reactions were to the day. And let's see, we got about an inch and a half of snow, like you did, Dave, and I got up early and did the leaf blower trick, and worked great, burned through two batteries, but got most of it done, plus my neighbor across the street, I did his for him. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. Dave, we're up to you with, we'll see if Howard's still there, KAPCQ. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group, KEPCQ here. Can't even get my own call sign right. Not much more today. As far as the World War II, my dad and five brothers were serving in the military at the same time, which was kind of an unreal thing. And, you know, as a kid, most of them didn't talk about it, so I can't give you any more information on it. I wish there were. Back to this week, we're supposed to get, I guess, Tuesday night into Wednesday. Supposed to get some snow, and hopefully it won't be too bad, but we're in the throes of winter. So everybody be safe, and keep them wheels in the right place on the ground when you're driving along. There have been a lot of wrecks out here. So KE8 PCQ, 73, my friends, and back to net.